not a privilege to worship the Lord. And let me take that word about four or five times. In Matthew chapter 2, we'll begin. Matthew, the second chapter. This will be no real commentary, but the pointing these in the context where we find them. Matthew chapter 2, beginning with verse 7. Then Herod, when he privately called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search diligently for the young child. And when you have found him, bring me word again that I may come and worship him also." Which we know, of course, that man did not want to worship the Lord. When they had heard the king, they departed. And lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. Now again, worship in chapter 8. That's what we're doing. We're just going to run through and see these verses, a verse in which the worship, which we certainly have enjoyed realizing the Lord in his presence here with us, to lead out our hearts in thanksgiving and praise unto God the Father and to his beloved Son. Chapter 8, when he was come down from the mountain, great multitudes followed him. And behold, there came a leper and worshiped him. Chapter 9. Verse 18. While he spake these things unto them, behold, there came a certain ruler and worshiped him. I'm just going to read these that have that phrase in it. And now in chapter 14, in verse 33. And when they were coming to the ship, verse 32, the wind ceased. Then they that were in the ship came and worshipped him, saying, "Of a truth, thou art the Son of God." Chapter 15. And a Syrophoenician woman in that context, but we won't go into that. But just chapter 15 and verse 24. But he answered and said, "I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel." Then came she, that Syrophoenician woman, and worshipped him, saying, "Lord, help me." And now the next one would be in chapter 28. In verse 9. 28 and 9. And as they went to tell his disciples, I think this is the two Marys, behold, Jesus met them, saying, "All hail." And they came and held him by the feet and worshipped him. Then that same chapter, one more time, verse 17. And when they saw him, they worshipped him. As I say, it's been our blessed privilege to once again collectively to be together and under the direction of the Lord and the Spirit of God guiding us, that we have really, I think, rendered thanksgiving and praise. Our worship went out to him this day. And may we walk in the truth that we know. May it be that which would influence and affect others of our friends and relations. I know that every week I have some of the Sunday school papers, and I have a mailing list of each, and I send them out to our relatives with the hope that those Sunday school papers even will be a way to bring them to the Lord Jesus Christ. What a blessing to know, too, that before long the assembling shall, the dead in Christ shall be raised, we which are alive shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, so shall we ever be with the Lord. Our blessed hope. And what we say, Lord Jesus, come. No longer let us roam apart from thee in that bright place where we shall see thee face to face. Lord Jesus, come.